This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome from Menominee High School. Mark Halverson and Landon Teese, a student at UW River Falls, as Chi High and Menominee get set to square off tonight. And do battle. They met earlier this season with Menominee winning at Chippewa Falls 65-49 on December 22nd, shortly before Christmas. But tonight, the Cards hoping for a different result. The JV already winning 52-40. And Landon, you spoke with head coach Jason Prue. We'll hear that in a short time. But the Cards hoping to get their first conference win of the season and their second win to go with the win they had earlier over Medford, 81-70 on the 2nd of December.
Yeah, and, you know, talking with Coach Prue at the beginning of the, before the game, now the JV game was going, this is definitely a game that Chi High believe that they can win, sneak out of Menominee, get a road win on someone else's court. I talk with the River Falls boys all the time, and they love going on the road and being able to and then beating someone else on someone else's court. It's just a different feeling when you're able to do that. And that's exactly what the Cards are going to be looking to do here tonight. I'm excited to see how this one's going to play out. A couple great forwards on the Menominee side and on the Chippewa side. It's going to be a battle for on the basement of the BRC, and it's going to be a fun one.
Absolutely. And, again, Chi High coming in here off a loss to Altoona the other night, 69-66. And close game. And meanwhile, for Menominee, they got beat pretty handily by Superior on this floor, 61-47, earlier this week as well. Menominee's last win at River Falls on January 30th, 55-49. So it's your Chippewa Falls Cards, 1-17, 0-10 in the conference against the 6-13 Menominee Mustangs, 2-9 in the BRC. We'll take a three-minute timeout when we come back. The conversation that Landon had with Chi High head coach Jason Prue just ahead on Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Back to the Cardinal Countdown here on WOGO. Landon Teaser with head coach of the Cardinals, Mr. Jason Prue. And coach, last week a tough loss, or I should say on Tuesday, against Altoona. What did you guys work in practice with? You had a couple tough losses this season. How do you keep these boys motivated to keep going through the season with a couple games left to go?
Yeah, we've been competing really well in a lot of these games, and we're still trying to figure out how to break through and finish some of these off. And they're staying positive. We're exceeding some benchmarks in practice, and we're doing some good things in practice, and we're ready to get out here tonight and compete.
And earlier in the season, obviously, Menominee came to Chi High, beat you guys pretty good on your home court. What was any of the message to the guys, or what are you going to say to them before the game to try to steal one here and get your first BRC win of the season?
Yeah, and we competed for a lot of that game, too. They got a couple really nice players, a good big and a good big guard that can shoot the ball and score the ball really well with some good pieces around them. So we're going to try to limit those two as much as we can and make somebody else on their team try to step up and do things that they're uncomfortable doing and just continue to preach the compete and next play and try to get one here.
And you mentioned the kid number one. Isaac Ellerson, did you do anything during practice this week? Obviously, third in the BRC points per game at just over 19. Also leads the BRC with 10 rebounds per game. What did you do in practice to try to limit this guy and kind of keep him quiet throughout this game?
Yeah, we're just going to be physical, and we're going to send a couple guys at him, try to get the ball out of his hand. He's good at spinning baseline, too, so our guys got to do a nice job of taking away baseline where the double can help in the middle and try to get the ball out of his hand, and hopefully he passes to somebody besides number 11.
All right, thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight.
There we go. That is our own Landon Teese joining us in the broadcast with the interview of head coach Jason Prue on Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports. More to talk about when we come back in 3 minutes on Cardinal Countdown from Menominee, Chi High, Menominee Boys tonight on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Driving, nice pass down. Oh, blocked by Marley. Flips over, deep three. Emily Cooper on the way.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biskin. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Shahai boys basketball from Menominee tonight. Our apologies, we were not able to get an interview with head coach of Menominee, Matt Riley. We talked with him back on December 22nd when the Mustangs were at Shahai. But just a little bit further word here in this contest. Menominee 6-13 overall, 2-9 in the conference. There are 2 conference wins, Landon Tease, at Chippewa Falls. And then also that win over River Falls, 55-49. And as I looked at it, that was the first time they played River Falls. Now, the conference sits this way as we head into this game tonight. Eau Claire Memorial's on top at 9-1. Hudson at 8-3. River Falls is the third-place team in the conference at 7-4. So that was a big upset, Menominee winning that game at River Falls. Not even here at River Falls back on January 30th. The rest of the conference standings, you got Eau Claire North at 6-5. Tied with New Richmond, Rice Lake at 5-6, Menominee 2-9, the Cards bringing up the rear at 0-10. But those are the 2 conference wins. Shahai in search of that first one here tonight at Menominee. And again, you know, as you look at the standings, you say, well, 2-9, 0-10. I mean, this would be one of the more doable teams. And yet, as you did talk with Coach Prue about the result in that game, it was competitive for much of it. And Menominee just kind of pulling away at the end, 65-49. And so the challenge here to pull it off on the Mustangs' home court tonight.
This is definitely one that we've been thinking about throughout the week ever since that Altoona loss. This one's on the schedule for Friday. This is one that they've been looking at for sure just as an former athlete at Chi High. This is one that you can steal, one that's going to be on the road. It's going to be a fun one to hopefully walk out of here. It's going to be a fun bus ride back if you're able to come out of here with a victory. And I'm excited to see how they're going to be able to handle the Mustangs. Obviously, that was a huge win for Menominee, being able to go on the road and beat a very good River Falls basketball team and be able to steal one there. And then now they're looking to try to get up to 3 BRC wins against the Cards tonight, and we'll see what they have to say about that as we come down the stretch here, 3 minutes to tip.
The leading scorers to look out for: Isaac Ellison, a 6'4 junior, 19.1 a game. Brody Thornton, 12.8, almost 13 points a game. Brody, a 6'3 junior. Those are the 2 double-digit scorers. And then Charlie Barron, not the Charlie Barons from Manitowoc. This is Charlie Barron, and 7.1 a game for Barron as well. And I guess I stopped writing down the heights and the academic status of a few guys. Maybe I'll have to catch up on that here at some point. So anyhow, for the Cardinals, as far as the points per game, Easton Bob just under 17 a game at 16.9. Braden Dickerson at 14.7 a game. Carson Wiedemeyer at 12.3 a game, and G. Mason at 6.3 for Chippewa Falls. So yeah. Time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Landatis, how about it?
And I was just about to say, number one for Chi High tonight, you got to be able to contain Isaac Ellerson. I mean, the guy's just averaging just under a double-double per game at 19.1 and also 10 rebounds a game. The guy is just absolutely fantastic. You're able to slow him down, you're going to be able to slow the Mustangs down. So that's the one thing for Chi High. If you're looking towards Menominee, what you are going to want to do, you're going to want to take advantage of the times that the Cardinals are going to give you the ball, averaging over 14 turnovers per game. Being able to get points off of turnovers and being able to maximize as many possessions as you get, you're going to be able to walk out of here with a victory over the Cards. And the last thing, Mark, is that both of these teams are very good at rebounding. Both the two top leaders in the BRC are from these two teams, with David Terhark and Isaac Ellerson with 7.6 and then 10 for Ellerson. So two very good rebounding teams on the defensive glass and on the offensive glass, getting second chance opportunities. It's going to be a fun one tonight, Mark, and I'm very excited. Let's get it going.
Landon Tease with our Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Also, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Quickly looking ahead at the WOGO sports calendar tomorrow, it's the Chi-High girls back in action, coming off a tough loss at home to Menominee, 75-28 last night, hitting the road at New Richmond. And we've got that game originally scheduled as a night game, but that's a 2:10 pregame, 2:30 tip tomorrow afternoon from New Richmond here on WOGO. And the Cards able to beat New Richmond earlier, January 5th, 59-51, looking to try to go on the road and get their fifth win of the season in that one tomorrow at New Richmond. Again, a 2:10 pregame. We'll take our final timeout when we come back. The starting lineups in basketball, it's Chi-High boys at Menominee tonight on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to Menominee. Mark Alverson, Landon Tease. Chi-Hi Boys Basketball at Menominee tonight. And first off, for your Chi-Hi Cardinals, dressed in the road black uniforms with the red numerals lettering and trim, 6 foot senior, number one, averaging 16.9 a game, Easton Bob. 6'5 senior, number two, averaging 12.3 a game, Carson Wiedemeyer. 6'2 senior, number four, averaging 14.7 a game, Braden Dickerson. 6'3 senior, number five, averaging 3.8 a game, David Terhart. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Cardinals, 5'11 senior, number 10, Jacob LeQuay, averaging 2.7 a game. Meanwhile, for Menominee in the home white uniforms with the burgundy or maroon numerals lettering and some burgundy trim, it is the Mustangs. They go with 6'4 junior, number one, Isaac Ellison, averaging 19.1 a game. And also joined out there by Brady Johnson, a 6 foot junior, averaging 5.5 a game. You've got number 11, Brady Thornton, a 6'3 junior, averaging 12.8 a game. Also, you've got Charlie Barron, a 6'1 senior, number 15, averaging 7.1 a game, as the tap is won by the Cardinals. And also the fifth starter, 5'8 senior, number 12, Isaac Johnson, averaging 4.1 a game. We're underway. Chi-Hi with the basketball. Three-pointer from Bob. Off the front iron, no. Rebound down to the Mustangs. Brady Thornton brings it the other way. Between the leg dribble, out on top, Johnson. They work it out on top to Thornton. Number 15, Barron. Again, Menominee beat the Cards December 22nd at Chippewa. Mustangs running their offense. Out on top, taking their time. Concerns, obviously, for Ellison. Number one, hasn't touched it much. There's a good drive and 2 points for Brady Johnson. The first two, and the Mustangs lead it 2-0.
That was a good job there by number 15, Barron. Get up there. They set a nice screen by number one, able to go off the glass. Very good movement by Menominee to start the night.
LeQuay drives, kicks it right corner. Dickerson shot on the way. Three-pointer good. So the Cardinals grab a 3-2 lead, and Dickerson from the corner.
It's a good start for the Cardinals. Always a good sign when you go 1-for-2 to start the night from beyond the arc.
And Menominee tries to answer, and they do, with Brady Thornton, the 6'3 junior, gives them the lead back at 5-3.
We might have ourselves a three-point shootout here tonight, Mark.
Into the forecourt, LeQuay. Gets it on the right side, Bob. They work it to Wiedemeyer. Left wing, LeQuay. On top, coming around Dickerson. He hit the three from the right corner earlier. Cards down, 5-3, 16-15 to go, first half. Mark Halverson and Landon Tease, talented student, UW River Falls, Chi-Hi alum. Wiedemeyer, left baseline. Well, good perimeter passing by the Cards, working it around.
Good job by Wiedemeyer there to keep his feet in bounds as close. He almost stepped on the baseline, avoid the turnover.
Easton Bob, open for three, got it! And the Cards grab the 6-5 lead.
Every shot taken by the Cardinals so far behind the arc.
Interesting, yeah.
Wonder if that was in the game plan by Coach Prue tonight. Got to get hot behind the line to stay uptight with Ellison.
Bob does a good job stealing the ball, and he's able to save it to his team a bit over and back. He had gone into the forecourt, but then threw it into the backcourt. So a turnover on each squad, but good hustle by Easton that time.
Yeah, you like to see the physicality. Obviously, Coach Prue mentioned that tonight in the pregame. They want to be physical tonight and kind of make the Mustangs uncomfortable, especially Ellerson. You got to get him off his mark. If he gets hot tonight, it could be lights out.
And Menominee on top. Isaac Johnson working it right side to Thornton. Picked up defensively by Braden Dickerson. Bounce pass down low to Ellison. There's the double team. Then they work it down low. Spin move through traffic. Block shot by Wiedemeyer, and the Cards out of there with it as he stuffed Charlie Barron, the 6'1 senior. Nice job by Carson, but then the steal on the pass from Easton Bob intended for Wiedemeyer, and the layup is missed. And the rebound, Wiedemeyer, though. Layup missed by Barron for Menominee. So the Cards catch a break there. Menominee on the brink of grabbing the lead. And there's the three-point attempt. Easton Bob no good from the right corner, and Menominee out with the rebound. Isaac Johnson. We've already had three lead changes early here. After Menominee captured it, it was Chippewa, Menominee, Chippewa, and make it four as the three-pointer buried from the outside by Brady Thornton, the 6'3 junior.
Again, the three-point contest continues between these two squads.
Inside of 14 and a half minutes left, first half. And nice pass down low for two to Dickerson from LaQuay. Sweet pass to tie it at eight. That was a fantastic play there, and nothing like a beautiful pass when you see that. Driving down low, Ellison tries to draw the foul, and he does with 14:06 left here, first half. First foul of the game, and it goes on Chippewa's Carson Wiedemeyer, first personal, first team foul. Been clipping right along here as Ellison to the free throw line. Hits the first one. He comes in as just a 56% free throw shooter.
Yeah, for the skills that he's had, points per game.
Right.
Kind of a guy that you want to think about maybe fouling towards the end of the game if you need to stay in it.
Probably not. Yeah, I hear what you, based on the percentages, I hear what you're saying, yeah. And now LaQuay into the forecourt for the Cardinals as they bring it down right to left. Getting it on top to Terhart. Again, a couple of threes already from Dickerson and Bob for Chippewa. And a sweet pass from LaQuay down low for two more.
Haven't seen too many ball screens set by Chai High at all to start the game.
LaQuay kicks to Wiedemeyer in the deep left corner. On top, Dickerson has a little bit of daylight on the defender Ellison. And Easton Bob's going to fire it. Rattles it out. No. Close, but no three-pointer there, and Menominee with a 10-8 lead into the forecourt. Driving, right baseline, bounce pass stolen away. Brady Thornton threw that one away. Menominee turnover, and Wiedemeyer takes it coast-to-coast, and the Cards tie it at 10.
And that's exactly what the Cardinals need to do tonight, take advantage of the turnovers and try to get points off the turnovers to try and stay in this and keep the lead.
Menominee now trying to break the tie, 13:08 left first half. Body, Ellison down low, and he got it. Again, Ellison is 6'4". I think Coach may have referred to him as a guard, but, you know, whatever. But he is, he's got a good basketball frame, don't you think?
Yeah, very, very big. Big guy, especially in high school.
And there's the three-point attempt from Dickerson, the left corner, no good. And the rebound down to the Mustangs. Problem with the three-pointer, you can live by it, but you don't want to die by it, right? And so it helped to have a mixture as well. And, again, just a 12-10 game, close contest, 12:40 left here first half. And
what have I been seeing kind of on the Chai High end? Because they've been hitting a lot of threes, they're opening up the lane, and they'll be able to sneak that underpass and be able to get off the glass and get those easy layups. Probably, hopefully, going to be a game plan for the rest of the night.
Three-point attempt is around and in, and it falls for Brady Thornton.
And that's Thornton's third of the night. Already got 9 points here to start the game, with just over 12 to go here in the first half.
Wow. Oh, and the Cards fortunate that the pass, maybe the intended recipient didn't get it, but Dickerson was there. Cards down by five. That's the biggest hole they've been in so far, and there's the steal. And Ellison into the forecourt, going to work on Dickerson. Puts it up and in, and it's a seven-point Menominee lead now, 17-10. At the other end, the Cards, Easton Bob chasing after it, and it goes out of bounds for Chippewa. What do you have turnovers? Unofficially, I had 3-2 Chippewa. But
I have 4-2. Okay. I have 4-2 on that last one that they just had.
Very good.
So, again, averaging over 14 turnovers a game for Chai High. Hopefully doesn't kill him towards the end of the stretch here.
Right. All right, so a 7-point hole at the moment. I think that's where you have to kind of watch it if you're kind of shot from the long range off the front iron. No. Missed that time by Al Zadowski, the 6'1 junior off the Menominee bench, and Easton Bob with the rebound. Into the forecourt to Dickerson. On top, the Cardinals coming into the contest, Colin Nichols, the 6'3 junior. Shot up, grazing the rim. Easton Bob, no good. and knocked out of bounds, and it'll still be Chihai basketball.
They're going to say it was tipped off of, looks like, number two, Bush for Menominee. Going to stick with the Cardinals.
G. Mason into the game for the Cards as well here. Inside of 11.5 to go first half. Chippewa down 17-10. Working around on the outside. Dickerson. Left wing gets it to Easton Bob. Back to Braden. Braden hit that one early. I don't know if he's taking another three. There may be one other one. And this one, Nichols misses from outside. Followed up and no good by the Cardinals. That was number 11, Corey Sukerman, the 6'3 junior. And it's going to go to Menominee with 11:07 left here first half.
Be an offensive foul on the Cardinals. And number 11.
And that is Sukerman. First personal, second team. No fouls on Menominee, playing clean here, 7 minutes in. And they lead Chippewa 17-10. On the outside, Thornton gets it free throw line extended to a player I don't have on my roster. That's a bit of a problem. It says number 20. Okay, Ian Kistner, 6'3 sophomore. Long shot up, no good. Kistner with the rebound, puts it up, blocked, and a foul on the Cards down low. Stopping the clock with 10:42 left first half. And headed to the free throw line is Ian Kistner, this 6'3 sophomore. And Kistner, maybe his varsity play just beginning, because I do not see him on the stat sheet here for free throw percentage.
Foul one on number 23, Nichols for Chihai. Already at three team fouls here to start the game.
Which isn't bad, but compared to Menominee, zero.
Yeah.
And Kistner waiting. A bit of a substitution now for Menominee, as they come with Charlie Barron back in for Brady Johnson. And the next one for Kistner is good as well. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Chihai into the forecourt now, trailing at 19-10. Again, there has been a long dry spell here. Since it was tied at 10, there's the missed shot in the corner, and the Cards out of their seat. Menominee with it, Andrew Bush, the 5'8 senior. Bounce pass down low. Ellison kicks it back out. Right side, they get it off to Andrew Bush. Bush, a 5'8 senior off the bench, will shoot the three off the rim. No good. Menominee hustles, gets the rebound. Charlie Barron, one of their starters, on top to Thornton.
Again, the rebound's going to be a key part tonight.
Yep.
Second chance opportunities for the Stangs.
And, yes, Mustangs up by nine right now, looking for that double-digit lead. There's the shot just inside of the top of the key, and Brady Thornton has been so hot tonight. He's got, I think, 11 points.
Hasn't missed yet.
And that one was not a three-pointer, but it's a 21-10 game now. We were tied at eight, so since then, it's a 13-2 run for Menominee. Missed shot from Bob from the corner. Rebound, Nichols, followed up and in, and he gets it off to Sukerman for two. And so that breaks the string for Menominee, and the Cards getting the first highlight in a while, which we'll try to bring you some of at halftime. 9:05 left here, first half, approaching the midway point of the first half and trying to cut through two defenders, Ellison, and he draws the foul going between G. Mason and Sukerman.
And that's going to be Mason's first personal, already fourth team for the Cardinals. Still a zero on the Mustang underneath the fouls on the scoreboard right now.
So that's clean living, I guess, huh?
I guess.
And again, for maybe Chippewa's not taking it inside as much, and so when you settle for the perimeter, maybe you're not going to. And a bunch of subs now coming out for Chippewa Falls. You got G. Mason, also Braden Dickerson, and Sukerman all check out. So it's going to be Easton Bob, Terhark, Nichols on the floor, also Carson Wiedemeyer and Jacob LeQuay.
And nine of Chihai's 11.
Ellison misses that free throw. And Chihai, Terhark out of there with it. Go ahead.
And yeah, Chihai's nine, or out of their 11 shots tonight, nine of them have been threes. So again, well over 50% right now come from beyond the arc.
Cutting into traffic, Easton Bob. They work it around. Wiedemeyer on top, Laquay. 22-12, Menominee with a 10-point lead. Laquay into the paint, kicks it out. Wiedemeyer open three. Carson buries it. 22-15 now. Nice to see him drain one.
Yeah, Wiedemeyer's got five right now to cut the lead to seven for the Cardinals again.
Yep, and it's been as bad as 11, or the biggest hole, the biggest deficit so far is Menominee, some perimeter passing. Bounce pass down low to Kistner. Kick it outside. The defense from Terhark on Charlie Barron. Working around on the outside. Trying to post up Ellison on Wiedemeyer. The drive and partially blocked. And a travel is called. They're going to call a travel.
I was going to say, I think that number five, Terhark, got all ball on that block.
Nice job by Terhark for sure. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
Menominee's third turnover for the night.
Yeah, they've done a good job there, too. No fouls, and their first turnover in a long time. And Laquay driving, kicks it out to Wiedemeyer. You know, Carson had just hit that one.
Yeah,
and kind of feel like, go ahead and see if you're feeling it. Nichols pass anticipated and stolen. Raced him down the court, Barron's. And good defense, but a foul in the process.
He's going to get an and one
by
here.
By Laquay.
So,
with 7:29 left here in the first half.
Menominee 5-for-6 right now from the stripe to start the evening. A couple subs here for the Mustangs.
So the hoop is good for Charlie Barron. Comes in averaging 7.1 a game, a 6'1 senior. 24-15. Lead for Menominee. They've led by as many as 11. Early on had four lead changes, a couple of ties. And he gets it to go, but
looks like he missed that one, Mark.
Okay, my apologies. 24-15, the Cardinals against three-quarter court press. And even though Menominee up nine, and Laquay gets it across the timeline to Wiedemeyer, and they kick it over into the corner. Dickerson for three, got it! And the Cardinals back within six at 24-18.
Dickerson, he's got himself 8 points here to start the evening. And two for three from beyond the arc. Pretty good start for Braden.
They've had some pretty good three-point shooting. I don't know if your stats is going to include three-point shooting percentage or not. I know it's a lot to put on a guy in his first game of the year, but very grateful you're doing the stats. And all right, so the Cards have cut it from 11 to 6 now, and it's important to, you know, have a defensive stand here. Working it down low, and Menominee having some trouble. Thornton, they kick it on outside, missing the three-pointer, falling down, no foul call. But the rebound is up and good. I think it was Thornton, wasn't it?
It was, and he still has not missed from the field.
Wow.
He's got himself 13 points here in the first half.
Laquay into the forecourt, free throw line extended for the Cards, trailing it by 8 at 26-18. Thornton having a half to remember. Laquay on the left baseline, works it into the paint, and then kicks it out to Wiedemeyer, who finds Dickerson in the right corner. Edging towards 6 minutes left first half, 26-18 Menominee. Laquay for three, off the mark, hit the back iron, no. Menominee rebound, Brady Johnson, the 6 foot junior, into the forecourt, brings it left to right. He'll take it all the way in and miss the shot, rebound Wiedemeyer. Cardinals down eight, here comes Easton Bob. Across the timeline, 5:45 left first half. Wiedemeyer down low pass Dickerson. Body got it off the rim. No follow-up. Terhark didn't go. Would have been beautiful, but would have. Down low, Dickerson gets fouled. But that was about as good an offensive rebound scenario as I remember for the Cards this season. You had the missed shot. The follow-up by Terhark looked like a Bobby Portis at the high school level. Didn't quite go. It went for Bobby last night, but hey, big bucks lost to the T-Wolves. And then you get Dickerson following up. I'll tell you what, there's not a lot of times we've seen two offensive rebounds this year for the Cards. And the first foul of the night on Menominee goes on Brady Johnson, his first.
A lot happened that possession, Mark, let me tell you. And hopefully we're going to come out of here with two free throws for Chi High, their first attempts from the for the night.
Dickerson hit the first. He's a 67% free throw shooter. 26-19, looks to make it 26-20, and he does.
And gets the roll.
All right, so again, impressed with the Cards here. Again, you know, down by 11, and they have muscled their way back to within six here on the Menominee's home court. Inside of 5.5 left first half. Mark Halverson, Landon Tease the call here on WOGO Sports. Home of the top-ranked boys team in hockey in the state, in the Chi-Hi Cards. Big Rivers Conference winners. And a block shot turns into a foul for Terhark going up against Charlie Barron. And Barron will go to the free throw line where he is a 60% free throw shooter.
15 foul on the Cardinals. And I was just about to say that the Cardinals, they really kept Ellison in, yeah, in check tonight. Only 4 points for him so far.
Right. Barron hits the first one. I think both Chi-Hi and Menominee see their opponents as better free throw shooters than they are. As he hits the second one, I know that's true for Chi-Hi and Menominee. 57% as a team, their opponents shooting 66%. And for Chi-Hi, shooting 64%, and their opponents shooting 73%. All right, just over 5 minutes left in the half. 28-20 as both free throws good there a moment ago for the Mustangs. Inside, Wiedemeyer rattles out for him. No, that would have been, it was a good shot, just wouldn't go for him.
Yeah, in and out for the Cardinals. Just couldn't get to fall.
Three-pointer from Menominee, air ball, and it's tracked down by the Cards, but his toes were on the line. Teague Anderson, the 6'1 junior, checking in for Coach Jason Prue.
That was Thornton's first miss of the night, Mark.
Is that right? Wow. And he's got how many points?
On my stat sheet, I got him at 13.
Yeah, and then down low, they get it to Ellison in the inbounds, and so the Mustangs have built the lead back to 10 at 30-20. Cards need to finish strong here heading into halftime. It's another 4.5 minutes. On top, LaQuay, joined by Wiedemeyer, Dickerson on the right side. Also, you got Teague Anderson and Terhark in there for Coach Prue. LaQuay into the paint. Terhark.
There it
works
is.
At Wiedemeyer behind the three-point line. Chose not to shoot it on that right wing there. 4:15 left in the half. LaQuay between the leg dribble. On top, Dickerson. Works it left side to Teague Anderson. On top, LaQuay. Clock edging toward 4 minutes now. Anderson corner. Bounce pass down low. Wiedemeyer. He'll fire a pass intended for Terhark. Dangerous. Terhark down low. Puts it up and in.
Awkward shot there by Terhark, but able to get it to fall for his first points of the night.
Back within eight at 30-22, 3:50 left in the half. Menominee ball bringing it left to right. On top, Johnson. Bounce pass down low. Puts it up and in. Isaac Ellison again, the talented 6'4 junior, back to a 10-point Menominee lead.
And that's really what he does. He doesn't like to shoot the three, Mark. He likes to go down, go off the glass, and put his points in the lane.
And there's a deflection and a steal. A Chi-Hi turnover, and it's going to be laid up and in for number five, Brady Johnson, the 6 foot junior. And now that's their biggest lead of the night at 12 at 34-22. Cards have been able to shrink it from 11 down to 6, but now it's bulked itself back up to 12.
Seven turnovers compared to 3 for Menominee. Kind of the story of the first
LaQuay
half.
LaQuay going to drive down Logos left baseline, but tosses it back on top to Teague Anderson. Brady Dickerson's going to drive, loses, and Menominee out of there with it. That eighth Cardinal turnover on the fast break. The Mustangs, three-point attempt from Johnson, no good. Rebound LaQuay. I don't know if Jacob LaQuay has shot at all, but I mean, I would encourage him, like, you know, when you get down left baseline, like you're under, go ahead and put it up, right?
Yeah.
He seems to be kind of shying away.
Hasn't taken a shot yet tonight.
All right, we'll take a break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports from Menominee. Cards down 12.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Let me ask you a question. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big, huge crack? Call White City Glass next week, serving all of Western Wisconsin. And Service Master of the Chippewa Valley. I was just at Service Master today. Your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. Service Master, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Clay and the great team over there at Service Master. All right, 34-22, Landon Tease. What might Coach Prue be saying in this timeout?
I would say you got to keep the deficit as small as you can going into halftime. Obviously, right now, 12-point deficit. Thornton's just been on fire tonight with 13 points and 3 for 4 from beyond the arc. He kept Ellison in check at the beginning, but now he's already got 8 points. So we'll see what happens here with 2.5 left to go.
Colin Nichols, G. Mason, Dickerson, Easton Bob. He'll drive it into the lane, and it doesn't go for him. And the rebound down to the Mustangs, Charlie Barron. Bounce pass at the other end. They try to get Ellison out of bounds off Menominee. Fourth turnover for them with 2:20 left here in the half.
That was Easton Bob's first attempt from inside the arc.
Wow, is that right?
Well, he's only got 3 points so far on the night. 1 for 5.
2:15 left in the half. Important possession for the Cards. A three-pointer could get this back to single digits. Outside pass, again, a little bit predicted. And the defender falls down, and the ball goes out of bounds as Brady Johnson is covering Easton Bob. Cardinal ball, G. Mason inbound on the far side. 2:07 left in the half. Easton across the timeline. Cards bring it right to left. Left-handed shooting Easton Bob to Nichols on top, G. Mason. Cardinals down 34-22. Congratulations to the McDonald girls with that win last night, clinching a share of the Clover Belt Conference title. And should Fall Creek beat Cadott in their regular season finale, they would share the title this year. Coach Don Cooper doing a fantastic job again. Down low, baseline, Dickerson for two. Makes it 34-24, Cards within 10.
Dickerson's got 10 here to start that towards the end of the first half.
So, get that lead whittled down to 6 or 8 here before halftime would be fantastic. Man-to-man defense from the Cards and a whistle and a foul as Ellison was getting some contact with the Cardinals' Zuckerman. And it's on Zuckerman trying to body up down low with Ellison. His second, he becomes the first Cardinal, I think, to get 2 fouls.
Correct.
And it's the 7th team for the Cardinals, and it sends Ellison to the line. We mentioned a 56% free throw shooter. Get this now. He's 56 of 100 for the season. That's a lot of free throws. I mean, that is basically the second most is Barron has 35 on their team.
Yeah, that tells you how much he drives to the hole and is able to draw the contact and get himself to the charity stripe.
I guess Braden Dickerson has 85 attempts for the Cards, so that puts it in somewhat perspective. As he hits the second one, makes it 35-24.
He's already been to the line three different times tonight. 6 for 5 is Ellerson.
I think you say 5 out of 6. No, you got both of them. My correction. They were a little slow to put it up there, so you got them both. 36-24. All right, on the outside, Wiedemeyer, and then kicked away, and the Cardinals with the turnover. Into the forecourt come the Mustangs. What happens there is, you know, the unfortunate thing is Cards didn't even get a shot off, right?
Mm-hmm. So,
and that's one of the things you were seeing, the box score at least, are Chihai losing by 2 to Hudson a week ago or so. Well, yeah, I mean, a very close game, but they had 3 important possessions down the stretch where didn't get a shot off. So, all right, final 30 seconds of this first half. Menominee may hold it for one. They've got the ball on the 12-point, 36-24 edge. Out on top to Barron, the 6'1 senior. Charlie gets it off of the outside to Brady Thornton, the 6'3 junior. Off to Johnson. Final 12 seconds. And now they'll start to work it. Brady Johnson picked up defensively by Bob. They go left side, losing the ball. Barron shot up and misses it over Nichols. Cardinal rebound, and the half comes to an end. 18 minutes in the books. Our score from Menominee, the Mustang boys leading Chi-High 36-24. Back in 3 minutes with our halftime on WOGO Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Driving. Nice pass down. Oh, blocked by Marley. Flips over. Deep three. Emily Cooper on the way.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in. The empty netter makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Mark Alverson and Landon Tease back at Menominee High School, where the Mustangs lead the Cardinals 36-24. We had four lead changes early after Menominee got in front 2-0. Chi-High getting a three-pointer from Braden Dickerson to make it 3-2. And then when Menominee got up 5-3, the Cards got another three-pointer to make it 6-5. Game was tied at 8 and was tied, I believe, at 10 as well. But from that point on, Menominee went on quite a run, outscoring the Cardinals 11-0 before Chippewa was able to score again and break that streak. And again, those slumps is something that Chi-High's had to deal with, and even the Chi-High girls, similar to some of those slump issues. And so the Cards were able to get the 11-point lead down to 6, but Menominee able to get it back to 12, which is where it's at right now. We're going to go to the stats from Landon in a moment, but first, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. You weren't even born yet.
No, I wasn't.
Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. How about those first half stats, Landon?
Yeah, Isaac Ellison, of course, not surprised he's got 13 points to round out the first half as well. Also at 13 was Thornton, who only missed one shot, and that was from beyond the arc. So from the field, Thornton, he had himself, looks like, 5 for 6. From the field, he get 13 points. And then also Barron, he had himself 6. And then a 2 from Brady Johnson. And then also a couple free throws to wind up the 36 points for the Mustangs. So obviously split between number 1 Ellison, and then also Thornton on the overs on the Chi High side. Right now leading for Chi High with 12 is Braden Dickerson. And then 3 points for Easton Bob with 1 3-pointer in the first half from the field. Easton was 1 for 6, so a tough start for Easton. And then 5 points for Wiedermeyer, and he was 50%, 2 for 4 from the field. And then 2 points for Terhark, and then also 2 points for number 11 for Chi High. And then only 2 free throws attempted for Chi High, but 100% to make up for their 24 points in the first half.
I would say that Chi High had some moments. They had some good moments. And early on, and then, you know, up to 8, 10, pretty even. And then also, obviously, but then that drought, those droughts will really hurt you, and that creates a situation where you've got to, you have a lot of spells of either turnovers and missed shots, and then they shrink the 11-point lead to 6, but then it kind of cooled again, and now we've got the 12-point deficit at the half.
Yeah, and a little bit over right now on the team turnovers for averaging for the year. It got 8 for Chi High in the first half, and Menominee keeping under their average of 13.6 per game at 4. Only 4 turnovers for Menominee, which obviously helped them not give Chi High any extra possessions. They're going to have to keep that up if they're going to want to take one from Chi High, or Chi High obviously going to limit the turnovers, keep possession of the ball, get some good looks at shots. I'd like to see them screen a little bit more. They're passing a lot. I don't see them try to create some mismatches and get a tall on a short person and try to move around and get a couple of good inside looks where we got some height over the Mustangs.
Let's bring you some of the highlights from the first half here on WOGO, and part of our call is again Chi High trailing this one at the moment by a score of 36-24, but here's some highlights from half number one.
That was a good job there by number 15, Barron. Get up there. They set a nice screen by number one, able to go off the glass. Very good movement by Menominee to start the night.
McQuay drives, kicks it right corner. Dickerson shot on the way. 3-pointer good.
By Wiedermeyer there to keep his feet in bounds. As close. He almost stepped on the baseline. Avoid the turnover.
Easton Bob open for 3. Got it. And the Cards grab the 6-5 lead. Nice job by Carson, but then the steal on the pass from Easton Bob intended for Wiedermeyer, and the layup is missed. And the rebound, Wiedermeyer, though. Layup missed by Barron for Menominee. So the Cards catch a break there. Menominee on the brink of grabbing the lead. Now, trailing at 19-10. Again, there's been a long dry spell here. Since it was tied at 10, there's the missed shot in the corner, and the Cards out of their see Menominee with it. Andrew Bush, the 5'8 senior. Bounce pass down low. Ellison kicks it back out. Easton Bob, they work it around. Wiedermeyer on top. LaQuay. 22-12. Menominee with a 10-point lead. LaQuay into the paint. Kicks it out. Wiedermeyer open 3. Carson buries it. Over into the corner. Dickerson for 3. Got it. And the Cardinals back within 6 at 24-18. But after that point, we can see Menominee outscoring the Cards again, 12-6. And so, again, that 11-0 run, 12-6 after Chai got as close as 6. And so they're working out for them in the second half. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Come back, check the WOGO sports calendar in the second half of basketball. Mark Halverson and Landon Tease from Menominee, where the Mustangs lead the Cards 36-24 at halftime.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area.
Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom. Dave Check in the Check Law Office making you part of the team. And so we appreciate Dave as our frequent color analyst for boys' games and not able to be with us tonight. And I guess due to his responsibilities as the president of the school board, they've got some matters to tend to on Monday night, and so we'll miss them then as well. But, all right, hey, checking the WoGo Sports calendar quickly. We've got Chahai boys at Eau Claire Memorial, 6:55 pregame on Monday night. Then it's postseason hockey. The boys facing the winner of Eau Claire North or DC Everest Thursday. Chahai, the top seed in the upcoming tournament. The girls, the CFM, against the ECA Stars in postseason action, 6:40 Friday night. And then the McDonald girls and the Cloverville crossover on Saturday night here on WOGO. And you were going to say one other thing in terms of Menominee here in this first half, the lack of fouls.
I mean, also the big story was only one team foul for Menominee, so no one in foul trouble at all for Menominee, and Chi-High unable to get to the line in the first half.
And right away, there's a block shot by Terhark, blocking the shot attempt down low by Charlie Barron. So that was a nice play for the Cardinals as they're on the attack left to right to start this second half. Down by 12. LeQuay, spin move into the paint, gets it on top, Dickerson. Dickerson right side to Terhark. On top, they'll work the ball around. Terhark. LeQuay, driving, loses the ball, recovers it, and gets it off to Easton Bob. What were the turnovers in the first half again?
Chi-High and four for Menominee.
See, I had nine, so I thought maybe Chi-High, but maybe I was, you're an alum of Chi-High, so maybe you're a little kinder than me. Down low, Wiedemeyer in the paint, and he's maybe overly patient because his pass intended for the cutting teammate is intercepted. And there's a nice shot and a spin move by Brady Johnson for two, and he bulks the lead up to its biggest of the night at 14, at 38-24.
That was a nice move there by Brady Johnson, spinning around inside the lane and off the glass.
And so LeQuay out on top, picked up his dribble, gets it to Dickerson. Carson need to go. Another one tipped away, bounce pass intended for Wiedemeyer. Cardinals turnover. Ellison down low is going to put it up and in, and now it's grown onto a 16-point lead, and they're all standing on the Menominee side, liking what they're seeing here on Matt Riley's bench. The Cards, not so much, as LeQuay into the forecourt on the dribble. Going to try to get the screen, going to take it, finds a teammate, and Easton Bob's going to shoot and hit one. Makes it 40-27.
A much-needed three for Chi-High, trying to stop the bleeding here.
Right. And now Menominee on the attack, right to left. Handed off on the outside to Thornton, who was so hot in the first half. Missed just one shot. Barron's going to drive, block shot, Terhark, good. Saves it before it goes out of bounds, and a nice job by Terhak to the other end. Wiedemeyer again, it just feels at times for certain guys, you can just feel like the offensive confidence is low. Do you get that sense?
Yeah, exactly.
You get opportunities where you could shoot it, and again, don't want to call anybody out, but that's just kind of the feeling, the vibe here Dickerson on the right side. He'll drive, spin move, falling down, blocked away, and the Cards will keep the ball. Good defense by Brady Thornton. He's an impressive 6'3 junior, this Thornton.
Yeah, he is.
Look out for Menominee next year. You got Thornton's a junior. Ellison, these guys are back.
Yeah.
And they got guys off the bench like Ian Kistner, just a sophomore, looks talented. Easton Bob misses the three on the, well, it wasn't a three, it was a two from the right side. And at the other end, Menominee now trying to build on that 13-point lead. 40-27 Mustangs, and they'll take their time here with Thornton out on top. Get it left wing to left side to Barron. Inside of 14:50 left in regulation. Ellison down low, just schooling Sukerman that time, and the lead at 15, the biggest. Well, no, they led by 16, so second biggest lead of the night for Menominee.
Ellison still 100% from the field, 6 for 6.
Wow. Three-point attempt for the Cards from the outside. Missed that time by Terhark, and the rebound down to the Mustangs. 14:25 left in the second half. Menominee ball and a 15-point advantage. On the far side to Barron. Bounce pass down low. Ellison underneath and misses the shot. He missed one. Hey, but followed up and in by number 15, Charlie Barron. And so that's teamwork right there. And now that's their biggest lead of the game at 17 over the Cards. And they stole it away. And a three-pointer is hit. I was looking down thinking the Cards were going to bring it up. Where did the press come from?
A turnover once again by the Cards in the backcourt. Turns into an Ellison three.
Yeah, I think his first three of the night, right?
It is.
And they lead it by 20. He missed his first shot of the night, and he followed up with that and there's the three-point attempt. Jason Easton Bob able to nail that one. So a couple of Easton Bob threes is the Cardinal offense at this point in the second half.
Easton Bob's got 9. All threes.
And here's a long one up, no good for Brady Johnson for Menominee, and Chaha out of there with it. Cardinals advancing it down the floor. And
yeah, Ellison over his average points per game at 20. Right now.
Yeah, averaging 19.1, right? Deep left corner to Dickerson. Dickerson good at both. As Easton's going to shoot again and misses off the front iron. But again, I give him credit for putting it up there.
Yeah.
He's hit a couple of threes, and you know he is the leading scorer at just under 17 a game. But needs some help, too. Ellison down low working on the defender, Sukerman, and a whistle and a foul afterwards in pursuit of the rebound. And Menominee, a rare foul with 12:35 left here in the second half.
That's going to be their first of the second half.
Just one foul the entire first half. So they've taken a 12-point half-length lead, got it up to 20 at one point. It's at 17 right now. The Cards with two baskets, two Easton Bob three-pointers here.
Right now, if you're the Cardinals, just thinking about trying to get this into single digits. Got to get a couple stops.
G. Mason, Easton Bob tries to get the pass down low to Wiedemeyer, stolen away. So the Cards, whatever, I'm going to go with 9 turnovers in the first half. They already got, I think, 4 here in the second half, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Three-point attempt, Menominee out from the parking lot, missing that one. Thornton, no good, but they get the rebound. It's ticking toward 12 minutes left in the half. One-third of the second half is in the books. Two-thirds of the game is gone by. Shot from the right corner is a little bit much for Andrew Bush, the 5'8 senior, but another offensive rebound. Menominee's going to miss a third time this possession. Dickerson gets the rebound. Here come the Cardinals. Mason across the timeline. Dickerson out on top. Cards down 17, 47-30. Easton Bob still moving very well without the ball. Three-point attempt. Dickerson comes up short. G. Mason, good rebound. And the Cards, Wiedemeyer for three. He's going to come up short. And the rebound comes away to Thornton for Menominee, and a whistle and a foul at the other end with 11:24 left in regulation. Thoughts?
Johnny High's really strategy right now is just trying to get hot from behind the arc. And looking at the stat sheet right now, I see a lot of open circles. So just not really falling for Chai High's way.
Wiedemeyer getting his second personal, and it's the first team foul on the Cards in the second half. as Ellis into the line. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, this team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Missed the free throw. Chahai gets it. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls.
There it is.
Drive and Easton Bob for two. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. And now we get a timeout. So 11:06 left in the half. Cards down 15 when we come back on WOGO Sports from Menominee.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their great team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. All right, Menominee ball up 15, 11:04 left in the second half. Mark Halverson, Landon Teese with the call, and Dan Anderson back in our Wogo studios. And the driving shot put up, no good by Andrew Bush, and the rebound down to the Cardinals. G. Mason into the forecourt. On top, Easton Bob. He'll drive. Kicks it in left corner. Dickerson, shot on the way. Got it.
And that's what you need to do for the Cardinals. Get a stop, go down, and score. You're going to try to cut into this lead right now. Cut it down to 12. With over 10 to play.
And you got to be able to try to get some stops on the defensive end as well. Menominee getting the drive on the right side. Bush gets Ellison, and he's just been so money, so clutch for them. They're working around on the outside. Ellison again posting up. Oh, he just found Bush wide open. Beautiful pass right through the arms of Wiedemeyer for two, and back to a 14-point Menominee lead.
Good eyes there by Ellison to find Bush out there all by himself down in the paint. Easy two for the Mustangs.
Yeah. And so now Easton Bob kicks it on the three-point attempt. It's good for Colin Nichols as he buries that one. And the Cards back with an 11 at 49-38. And Menominee now trying to continue their string of offensive success. The Cardinals have shrunk a 16-point lead down to 11. The drive no good. Good defense by Easton Bob. He comes out of there with it for the Cardinals. Leading the fast break, Dickerson right side. Puts it up and in. But he's called for
offensive foul.
Ah, boy. Rough one. It could have made it a 9-point game with 9:26 to go.
And that one is going to sting.
Yeah, because he made the basket.
A big momentum swing there. We were charging back there, Mark. And
right, that one would have felt good. But, okay, so Dickerson, was it a travel, though? Because they didn't put a foul up there. That wasn't a foul. It was a travel.
Or maybe he stepped out of bounds.
Something, because and the Cards take it away from Menominee at the other end. G. Mason getting it off to Easton Bob, back to Mason on top.
There it goes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it took a while. I guess they responded to me. Mason, left wing, shot on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound down to the Mustangs, Zdowski, in off the bench, the 6'1 junior. So Dickerson, that's just his first foul. Second on the Cards as the team here in the second half. Clock at 8:45 left in the second half, and the shot is up, and it falls in. Good soft touch for Thornton. Boy, whether it's number one Ellison or number 1-1 Thornton, they could, and there's the steal by Ellison. He could almost slam it, and he does. So a dunk from Ellison, drawing the biggest cheer of the night for the Mustang faithful as they go up by 15. Easton Bob going to try to answer. Gets it in the outside to Dickerson. Cards down by 5 3-pointers. Bob for three. Got one. And a timeout, Jason Prue. 8:09 left in the second half. The Cards down by 12 when we come back to Menominee on WDOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
One, the Cards have trailed by 16, 17, but they've got it to 12. Could have been down to single digits, but a foul called on Dickerson and a drive. But, hey, Easton Bob heating up from the outside.
Yeah, he is, and that's exactly what you want to see. If you're the Cards right now, he's got, He's got 14 points, Easton Bob does, just three away from his average this season.
All right, so now Menominee, we'll see what they do inside of 8 minutes to go. Andrew Bush, a senior at 5'8", in off the Matt Riley bench. On the outside to Isaac Johnson. Cards with the man-to-man defense. Working down low, Ellison on Wiedemeyer. Again, they look to be maybe even more deliberate here. Ellison behind the three-point line, picked up by Wiedemeyer. Bounce pass down low to Isaac Ellison, a talented 6'4 junior.
They're really taking their time here.
Yep, the Cards are down by 12, so and with only two fouls, I guess you can't let them go all day. You might as well be aggressive and go after it, and that's what Easton Bob almost came up with, a steal, but they find Bush down low for two. So almost the steal turns into an easy layup for Bush, and it's 55-41. Cardinals down 14.
Nice move.
Yeah, Easton Bob again. Nice move down low, cuts it to the rest. So he's stepping up. You can see he's doing everything he can in this second half. But the Cards still down 12. And Bob with the foul. That's not the worst thing, though, because depending on where things go, if it gets, I think one of the games, even against Hudson recently, the fouls were so low it came to be the end of the game, and you needed to foul five times to put them at the free throw line. So
Bob's first. So our hottest guy able to stay out on the court.
Isn't it weird how some games there's just a mountain of fouls, and other games it's like, wow, it's really scarce.
Need a stop if you're the Cardinals.
Down by a dozen, and there it is. They find Ellison down low to grow it back to 14 at 57-43.
Man, the strength there by Ellison to be able to stay up in the air. A nice blocked attempt by the Cardinals, able to hang in the air and go off the glass.
Yeah, good body control. Down low, Dickerson has his shot blocked. And flying in there was Brady Thornton to swat that one down. 6:22 left, 57-43. Cards down by two touchdowns and two extra points. Wrong sport, but still, you get the idea. McQuay on the inbounds. Gets a spin move. Easton Bob off the back iron. No. Rebound Menominee. Brady Johnson into the forecourt. Johnson going to take it all the way down Main Street. Nobody was in his way. And it's a 16-point Menominee lead at 59-43. Well, that was a defensive lapse of some sort. Three-point attempt. Wiedemeyer hits one from outside. And the Cardinals back within 13.
Big shot there by Wiedemeyer.
Puts it at 59-46. But still a lot of time. But you got to get some defensive stops, right? And that's proven difficult.
Very.
Down low, Ellison again. Off glass, too hard. Ball knocked and out of bounds. And Menominee's going to maintain possession. Andrew Bush, it looked like he'd maybe knocked it out of bounds, but apparently that was not the case.
He was really running after the ball like he touched it last.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was true. 59-46 Menominee ball, 5:32 left here in this fourth quarter. Mark Halverson and Landon Tease here at Menominee High School. Dan Anderson back at our WoGo studios. He'll be working with me tomorrow as we head off to New Richmond to call the girls' game. Shahai facing a team they beat earlier in the season at the Birdcage. There's a three-point attempt, no good from the outside. Missed that time by Isaac Johnson. And the rebound, the Cardinals. Here comes Laquay for Chippewa. Pushing left baseline, turnaround, off glass, too hard. Rebound yanked down by Thornton for the Mustangs. That would have been nice, could have cut it to 11. Now, 5 minutes to go, Menominee ball on a 13-point lead.
That was Laquay's first shot attempt of the night.
Johnson, 15-footer, got it. 61-46, Mustangs back to a 15-point advantage. 4:45 to go. Cards into the forecourt. Easton Bob. He's had a good second half, especially. Bob for three. No, it doesn't go. Menominee rebound. And Brady Johnson coming away. Work at left side as Matt Riley with instructions for his guys as they're carrying out their offense and the bench side of the Menominee team here in the second half. I wouldn't call it a delay, but I would call it deliberate, right?
Yeah.
4:10 to go. Menominee ball in a 15-point lead. The Cards only three team fouls. It's going to take seven to get them to the line, and their free throw percentage was much higher in that first half than it typically has been.
Really
this
was.
This season, Menominee. And there's the missed shot down low. Ellison fighting for the rebound. Easton Bob had it. Laquay going to fight it, and Laquay gets it for the Cardinals. You said Menominee's free throw percentage only 57% coming in. I thought you told me they were like 9 out of 11. What happened here at the offensive end?
A long ball there by Laquay trying to get it on the court, and then Dickerson got called with a traveling violation. And that's going to be the 13th turnover for the Cardinals tonight, one away from their season average.
61-46 with 3:46 to go. Menominee ball and a 15-point edge. Student section standing across the way for the Mustangs. Little trouble with the dribble out on top. Barons faking a three-point attempt. Thornton. And they're just... And the good job anticipating by Colin Nichols. He's going to lay it up and in off the steal. Great job by Nichols. And Colin, the 6'3 junior, I think with five now on the night.
Yeah.
Good job. It's a 61-48. And a loose ball on the floor as Bush grabs it.
Shahai really trying to pick at the ball.
And a travel for Menominee.
Another turnover, back-to-back turnovers for Menominee. Going to reach their total of seven.
61-48.
Could cut it to 10.
And Wiedemeyer on the outside. Looks down low to Easton Bob, puts it up and in. The Cards within 11.
Easton and Bob really turning it on here in the second half.
Nice feed by Wiedemeyer to his teammate. We'll take a break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Doubling down on Wirzgalla. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is seeking. Okay, I guess after you came back with the music, I thought we were coming back, so whatever. No, I'm hearing a YMCA ad, so, okay. All right, Menominee with the basketball. And they advance it into the forecourt right to left. And a whistle and a foul out on top on Easton Bob. Let me ask Dan back at our Wogo studio. Dan, if there's some, I'm hearing myself kind of on a reverb. If you could turn down whatever you can on the board to prevent that. That's why I was hearing the commercial before that. Thank you so much. All right. Final 2.5 minutes of this one, Mustangs basketball. And probably as much or more of a delay. And this time they driving to the hole, getting the basket up and in off the rebound is Brady Thornton, the 6'3 junior. Is at a whale of a game here in upping the Menominee lead to 65-50.
Sure has. Really get his own rebound there and get a putback.
Three-pointer for Wiedemeyer. Got it. And the Cards back within 63-53. And now the full court press for Chippewa. And Menominee breaking it. They dish right baseline, up, whistle, and a foul. And in the act of shooting, and so Ellison goes to the line. Again, not impressive numbers at the line. A 56% free throw shooter.
It's going to be Wiedemeyer's third. On timeout, it looks like. Yep. 30 seconds.
All right, we'll keep it right here.
Easton Bob really turning it on in the second half for the Cardinals. 15 points in the second half compared to 3 in the first half. Really taking control for the Cards, keeping them in the game. 10-point game right now, Mark. Obviously, Ellison right now, he is on my sheet. Has had 8 attempts from the line tonight and hit 5. 5 of those 8.
I'm going to tell you, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wirzgala.com. All right, 10-point game is the first free throw by Ellison, no good. Again, 1:56 to go. The foul was on Carson Wiedemeyer, his third. Fifth team foul on the Cards. Next one, Ellison, no good. Tapped out, though. Unfortunately, Menominee got the rebound. Unfortunately, from Chai's perspective, as you know, you got what you wanted, the missed free throws, but they couldn't get the ball. And now work it down low to Thornton, and now driving in and whistle and a foul as Charlie Barron's taking it in. Barron, I should say. With 100 seconds left, 1:40 to go, and a 10-point Menominee lead.
It's going to be on Dickerson, his second. Team sixth.
Yep. And it sends Barron to the line as he hits the first one. Charlie is a 60% free throw shooter. Came in 21 for 35. Second one is good. So Barron makes it 65-53 in the waning moments of this one. Final minute 35 now. G. Mason out on top for the Cardinals. On the left wing, Dickerson. Mason with the ball, looking, gets a pass off to Dickerson in the left wing. Final 80 seconds now, minute 20 to go. Cards down by 12, need 4 three-pointers just to tie. And oh, by the way, Menominee would get the ball after each made one. Easton Bob driving in the lane, puts it up over Ellison, no good. Mustangs rebound down to Brady Johnson. And a whistle, and what do we got here?
Going to be a foul on G. Mason.
Okay. Mason's second personal. And the seventh team foul going to send Menominee to the line.
Johnson's going to have a 1-1.
1:03 to go. Yeah, and that will be Brady Johnson. And Brady is a 56.5% free throw shooter. 13 of 23 coming into the game tonight.
No shots from the line tonight.
Free throw is good. So the Cards winding down here. I mean, they're 1-17, 0-10 in the conference. Looking at potentially their 11th conference defeat. Won their second game of the season against Medford as the next free throw is good, making it 67-53. And so we've got some fresh faces coming in here for Menominee. They have kind of emptied the bench here as Easton Bob is going to drive. Look down low to Colin Nichols, puts it up and off the rim, no good. Nichols fighting for it, but Menominee coming away with it. Under 50 seconds to play. Mustangs, some fresh faces into the game, like Al Zadowski, a 6'1 junior, Isaac Johnson, a 5'8 senior. And a foul on Dickerson, his third for the Cardinals. Stops the clock with 43.8 seconds to go. And 14-point Menominee advantage. It's up and good. This result's looking pretty similar score-wise to what it was the first time these two teams met, right?
Mm-hmm.
About a 16-point margin, something like that.
That was a 16-point margin.
Right. 65-49 in that one, so this one a little higher scoring for both teams. Wiedemeyer for three, comes up short. Rebound Menominee. With it, Al Zadowski. In the backcourt, gets it to Isaac Johnson. And he'll find his teammate open for a layup. Ian Kistner, the 6'3 sophomore. You could see potential written all over Kistner, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Kind of thin, but yeah.
Got some length on him.
Right, he does, yeah. I wonder if he's still growing. Easton Bob for three, nails one. Final 10 seconds. Makes it 71-56. Final five, four, just holding it here on the dribble for Andrew Bush. And that'll do it. Menominee beats Chippewa 71-56. We're back at the postgame after this timeout on WOGO Sports.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Chi High defeated tonight by Menominee here in boys high school hoops, 71-56. Mark Halverson, Landon Teese back with the post-class post-game show. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi High early, some lead changes and some ties, but from 10-10, they saw Menominee go on an 11-0 run to make it 21-10. Then the Cards able to cut that 11-point lead to 6 at 24-18, but Menominee outscored them 12-6 for the rest of the half to lead it at halftime 36-24. Menominee came out expanding that lead in the second half, and it got to 47-27, a 20-point deficit. The Cards able to cut it back some the rest of the way, and they lose it in the end, 71-56. And we'll get some highlights later, a check of our WOGO sports calendar. But Landon Teese, how about those numbers?
Yeah, the big number popping out, of course. Ellison had over his average 24 points for Isaac Ellerson. For Menominee. Outstanding performance. 50%, though, from the free throw line, 5 for 10 for him. Bush had 4 points for Menominee, 10 points for Johnson. 8 of those came into the second half. And then Thornton, who was red hot in the first half with 13 points, only ended up with 7. Only 4 points for him in the second half. And then Barron had 6 points total, no points in the second half. And then two for number 20 of Menominee. And then kind of haven't quite added up all the free throw numbers for Menominee, but it looks like for them only two attempts for Chi High throughout the night, 2 for 2 for 100%, and a boatload of free throws for Menominee, and I'll add those up in the next break. But over on the Chi High side, Easton Bob ended up with 24 points for Chi High, so equaling out Ellison for Menominee. 11 points for Wiedemeyer and 15 for Dickerson, only 3 in the second half for him, 2 for Terhark, and then 5 for Nichols in the second half, and then 2 for number 11 for Chi High. So again, great performance by Bob and great performance by Ellison for Menominee, and two great players that obviously Ellison was absolutely beautiful down low, slammed down a shot, but East of Bob pretty good from range tonight with multiple threes that kept it competitive for Chi High.
Yeah, he had that determination, that will that was out there strong, especially trying to fight back in the second
yes.
half. Maybe needed some more help. We'll take another timeout when we come back. We've got our highlights and WOGO sports calendar here on this Friday night, and look ahead what's on tap not only tomorrow but next week, getting some playoff hockey getting started here on WOGO on a Friday night.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Chi losing on this Friday night, 71-56 at Menominee. Mark Halverson, Landon Tease. Menominee with the win, going to 7-13 overall. Two of those wins against Chippewa. Mustangs now 3-9 in the BRC, and the Cards 0-11 in the bottom of the Big Rivers Conference and 1-18 overall. But we're going to get to some highlights. Anything more on the numbers?
Yeah, just adding up total shots for both teams here. Kind of the percentage difference. So Menominee 27 for 42 on the night for a total of 64% from the field. On the opposite side, Chippewa Falls 18 for 41 for 43% on the night. And then of course the big number that's coming out here, 21 attempts from the free throw line for Menominee, and made 15 of those. So 71% from the line for Menominee, compared to only two free throw attempts for Chi High. Drained both of them, so 100% from the free throw line for Chi High, which is a good stat line to have for sure. And then also the total turnovers, team turnovers tonight for Chi High, I have at 13, compared to only 7 for Menominee, which is equaling out to what their average is between there and the opponents of 14 to 7.5. So,
yeah, part of the story tonight for sure. Let's get to some of the highlights, though. We've got some of those, revisiting some of the highlights from the first half and the second half as well here on WDOGO.
That was a good job there by number 15, Barron. Get up there. They set a nice screen by number 1, able to go off the glass. Very good movement by Menominee to start the night.
McQuay drives, kicks it right corner. Dickerson shot on the way. Three-pointer good.
By Wiedermeyer there to keep his feet in bounds. As close. He almost stepped on the baseline. Avoid the turnover.
Easton Bob open for three. Got it. And the Cards grab the 6-5 lead. Those are a couple of our early highlights in this contest. Easton Bob, they work it around. Wiedermeyer on top. McQuay. 22-12. Menominee with a 10-point lead. McQuay into the paint. Kicks it out. Wiedermeyer open three. Carson buries it. Over into the corner. Dickerson for three. Got it. And the Cardinals back within six at 24-18. And then halftime, though, Menominee was able to outscore Chippewa Falls 12-6 the rest of that way, and led 36 to 24 at halftime. And they came out in the second half, Landon, and they were determined, Menominee, and they did grow that lead.
They did. And that was part for Ellison. He was able to, you know, put some more points up on the board. He had 11 in the second half. And Brady Johnson, he had 8 in the second half. So those are kind of the big numbers of guys that came out of the locker room and were able to step up for the Mustangs. But for something I forgot to mention in the early stats was Easton Bob coming out with 21 points in the second half, only 3 in the first 18 minutes, and then 21 in the second. So an outstanding performance by Easton Bob tonight to come out and try to pull the Cardinals closer to the Mustangs throughout the night.
I think we'll hear some of his highlights as we bring you the second half highlights now.
100% from the field, 6 for 6.
Wow. Three-point attempt for the Cards from the outside. Missed that time by Terhark. And the rebound down to the Mustangs. 14:25 left in the second half. Maybe not that particular highlight. All right, let's try a little bit later in the half here on WOGO for some success. G. Mason into the forecourt. On top, Easton Bob. He'll drive. Kicks it left corner. Dickerson, shot on the way. Got it. Kicks it on the three-point attempt. It's good for Colin Nichols as he buries that one. And Easton Bob going to try to answer. Gets it on the outside to Dickerson. Cards down by 5 three-pointers. Bob for 3. Got one. Of some sort. Three-point attempt. Wiedemeyer hits one from outside. And the Cardinals back within 13. Wiedemeyer on the outside. Looks down low to Easton Bob. Puts it up and in. Three-pointer for Wiedemeyer. Got it. And the Cards back within 63-53. So there you go. Some highlights from the first and second half for Chippewa Falls tonight. Again, fighting hard. You saw that determination. I want to say eye of the tiger going old school there for Easton Bob in the second half, but just not to be. Our WOGO sports calendar. Again, tomorrow afternoon, we'll be working together again. Dan Anderson back at our WOGO studio, and I'll be in New Richmond instead of Menominee. New Richmond tomorrow, the girls coming off some tough contests earlier this week, take to the road to face the team they beat earlier in the season. 2:10 pregame slated for that one, 2:30 tip-off from New Richmond here on WOGO. And then next week, action Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I had to look twice, like nothing, I believe, on Tuesday. So here we go. We've got the boys basketball, these Chi-High boys back at it against Eau Claire Memorial at the Eagles Nest on Monday night, 6:55 pregame. And then it's tournament hockey, starting with the top-seeded team in the state and top-ranked, the Chi-High boys team, winners of the Big Rivers Conference, first team to go undefeated in the BRC, the new expanded BRC. They'll face the winner of Eau Claire North and DC Evers from Tuesday night, that Thursday night at the Chippewa Falls Ice Arena. Friday, it is the Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres against the ECA Stars, 4 versus 5. That's a 6:40 pregame as well here on WOGO with Greg Stewart as well. And then on Saturday night, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with the McDonald girls in the Clover Belt crossover game. McDonald, the co-champs, looking to be in that position along with Fall Creek in the Western Clover Belt. That'll do it for us. Again, we're going to podcast this game up at WOGO.com. Landon, outstanding job. I mean, if you're
thank you. Thank you for having me.
This talented as a sophomore at River Falls, you get a bright future.
It was a pleasure coming out here for you tonight, Mark, and always give me a call. It's definitely fun coming on the WOGO broadcast with you and Caleb and everyone over there and at the station.
In fact, you're the PA announcer tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
UW River Falls facing who?
The girls will be taking on the Titans of UW Oshkosh at Page Arena at River Falls. So a good one for the girls. It's going to be a tight matchup, and it's fairly important for the girls to, as they – the WIAC tournament's coming right around the corner for them. So very important one. Oshkosh is top end for the girls right now in the WIC, so it's going to be a tough matchup for them. But Macy Nielsen, she'll be able to get it done for us.
You have a good time with that. You get to be a little more animated as a PA announcer, right?
So that's really fun.
Terrific. All right, again, Landon Tisa, Chi-High alum, joining us in the broadcast tonight. And I'm Mark Halverson. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to Dan Anderson back at our WOGO studio. And thanks to all of our advertisers, our sponsors. Without them, we couldn't bring you this full lineup of high school sports, from boys and girls basketball to boys and girls hockey as well. So thanks so much for listening. Again, talk to you tomorrow about 2:10 in the afternoon from New Richmond. Chi-High girls against New Richmond here on WOGO. Chi-High loses it tonight at Menominee, 71-56 in boys high school hoops. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.